The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ROSS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code ROSS only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app. You know what gives me such a smile? When new people spread the word via social media. Because I check and I see it. I see new retweets. I see new quote tweets. I see new Facebook shares. I see new Instagram likes. And I love all of you for it. Either at Ross Tucker NFL or at Ross Tucker Pod. The sponsor confirmation email winners are great. But we're actually not doing that this week. We are doing the Madden giveaway for whoever reads the email that we sent out yesterday. We'll send it out again, by the way, on Thursday. For those of you that didn't open it the first time, make sure you're looking for that because that has the key to how to get this week's Madden. You got to be signed up to get that. Love the YouTube shout outs as well. That's been really a cool addition for us because people are loving getting the YouTube shout outs. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Just hit the thumbs up and then comment because I can't see every subscriber. But then if you comment on any of the videos, I get an email when every comment comes through. So I see those, which is awesome. Speaking of shout outs, Gary Ligori gets today's patron.com/RT Media shout out. I feel like this football season, we've had a new patron almost every day. It is awesome. And I love the new people contributing to our private Slack channel. It is hopping right now. Like-minded people plus is the best way to see all of our even money bets in black and white, not have to jot them down, not have to try to remember them. It's the way to go. Patreon.com/RT Media. It's big show time.
The big show.
Morning, Ross. Before we do the power rankings, let's talk about Monday Night Football. The Steelers hang on for a 29-27 win at home against the Chicago Bears.
And speaking of Even Money Podcast, really needed the Steelers to come through there like they did. What a wild game on so many different levels. You know, first of all, I thought the Steelers were just going to run away with it. I thought the Steelers might pound the Bears. I give Matt Nagy, Justin Fields, and the Bears a ton of credit for that comeback. That was impressive. I mean, to be down 14-0 on the road, Monday Night Football at Pittsburgh, and you come all the way back to take the lead with 2 minutes left, 27-26, extremely impressed. Here's the deal. Steelers marched for an opening drive touchdown. Whatever script their OC, Matt Canada, came up with, it was amazing. It was like bing, bang, boom, Ben Roethlisberger, Najee Harris, touchdown, 7-0 Steelers. Then, end of the first quarter, Cam Hayward gets an interception, which is an incredible play. He's an awesome player, leading to the first Pat Freiermuth touchdown, 14-0. So that was awesome for the Steelers. And then, by the way, in the first half, T.J. Watt, the whole game, T.J. Watt was all over Justin Fields. Finished with 3 sacks. T.J. Watt doing T.J. Watt things. Although, if you run bootlegs to his side, like he's and you don't have anybody block him, he's going to make that play. He's looking for the bootleg. He's a pass rusher. He's a sack guy. He's not looking to chase it down from behind as much as he is making sure it's not a boot. Poor decision. As for Justin Fields, boy, I thought he really struggled in the first half. You know, to me, in fairness to him, there was a bunch of plays where nobody was open. So either nobody was open or he didn't see him or didn't know where to go with the ball, because he would just tuck it away and then try to run, and it just didn't look real good. Took a big-time shot from Minka Fitzpatrick. Second half, so much better. Much more decisive with where to go with the football. Made some tremendous, as Greg Cosell would say, who's going to be on tomorrow's show, by the way, throwing you guys for a little curveball this week, tremendous throws, stick throws, as Greg would say, in tight coverage. Gave the Bears a chance, got it back to 23-13, and then Ray-Ray McCloud, what an awesome name, Ray-Ray. Maybe I should go by Ross-Ross. Ross-Ross Tucker. Ray-Ray McCloud, fumble, return for a touchdown by DeAndre Houston Carson for the Bears. That got them, so it was 23-20. I mean, they were right in it. Lots of penalties and, frankly, questionable calls. The biggest one of which is Tony Corrente. He leaned into contact from Cassius Marsh. I've never seen anything like it, and I think Tony Corrente should or will be fined or disciplined in some way. He went out of his way to make contact with Cassius Marsh as he was throwing a flag for taunting, which I thought was questionable. I'm not as up in arms about it as everybody else, but the taunting rule in general. And I didn't love what Cassius Marsh, who's been on the show before, obviously, this summer. He's got the card business. I didn't love what he did, but I still don't think they should have called it. And Tony Corrente was basically taunting Cassius Marsh as he threw the flag. Like, Tony Corrente taunted Cassius Marsh for taunting. Unbelievable. Bears ultimately, with Fields throwing that touchdown pass, take the lead, but then the Steelers were able to find a way to get a field goal. And then the Bears actually had a field goal attempt. Cairo Santos, and he was well short of 65 yards. You're not making a 65-yarder at Heinz Field. That's just not happening. But it was a really good game when I didn't think it was going to be. So that was fun. You know what else is fun? HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get pre-portioned ingredients and seasonable recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. There's a reason why it's America's number one meal kit. Here's the deal. I've gotten a bunch of these. Some of them my wife has made. Some of them, because my wife works full-time, our nanny has made. Delicious. The turkey ragu gnocchi, delicious. They've got all kinds of things. It's a good way, by the way, to make the holiday cooking easier. You cannot beat the value. Way less expensive than shopping at the grocery store. Saves you time, saves you money. That's my favorite thing in life, things that save you time and money. Go to HelloFresh.com/14Tucker and use code 14Tucker for up to 14 free meals and 3 gifts. Think about that. HelloFresh.com/14Tucker and use the code 14Tucker for up to 14 free meals and 3 gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
Number 32 this week, the Houston Texans.
I mean, they went down to the Dolphins. They only scored 9 points. Tyrod Taylor, you know, threw 3 picks. The Dolphins hadn't won in 7 games. The Lions had a bye. It's kind of hard to put anybody else here other than the Texans.
Number 31, the Lions, who had a bye.
Had a baby. It's a bye.
Number 30, the Jets.
Jets obviously coming off that Thursday night loss. I dropped them a couple spots, primarily because the Jags and Dolphins showed some life and won. And also because I'm still mad at Mike White for getting hurt in that game. I know that's unfair, but that's how my even money brain works sometimes.
Number 29, the Jags.
Huge win. They still didn't appear to be making a whole lot of progress on the offensive side of the ball, but I'm moving them up a spot because of the progress they clearly made on the defensive side of the ball, holding Josh Allen to 9 to 6 points, thanks to Josh Allen.
28, the Dolphins.
Brian, you want to sing it for me?
No.
You want to try it?
Nope.
One time.
I'm good.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, number 28, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins. I'm doing their game on Thursday. Please don't hate. I kind of like, Bri, that I make up like my own jingle at the end. I kind of like that I have to come up with something creative like that. You seem very impressed.
Speechless.
People need to watch the show on YouTube. You got to get – because I know people tweet me. They love when I try to get some personality out of you, Bri. They love that. But they really need to see the utter disgust in Brian's face and the facial expressions. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Looks like it'll probably be Brissett again Thursday night. I don't know. Weird things happen on Thursday night, so maybe the Dolphins can make it a game against the Ravens. I hope they do. I root for close game. That's what I root for.
27, the Washington football team.
Had a baby. It was a bye.
26, the Panthers.
Some interesting things going on with the Panthers. There's some rumors out there, reports, whatever, that Matt Rhule wants to go back to college. So what's interesting there is, you know, jobs like LSU and USC don't open up very often. I don't think he'll do it, but it wouldn't shock me. Spurrier 2 years back to college, Saban 2 years back to college. Would not shock me because USC and LSU don't open up very often. And Matt Rhule's a smart guy. He knows you can't win without a quarterback, and they don't have one. So unless he knows they have a way to get one after the season, how are they going to be all that much better next year?
Number 25, the Chicago Bears.
The Bears. Do you know what that's from, Bri?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Bri, now don't just be dismissive just to be a the Bears.
Tell me.
Saturday Night Live.
Well, I remember George Wendt saying the Bears, but I don't remember the Bears.
Indy 500, Mario Andretti or Ditka driving the Bears bus. Bears. So I thought that was actually a step in the right direction for the Bears, scoring 26 points, most of them in the second half on the road at Pittsburgh. Step in the right direction for them. I didn't move them up, but I thought it was a step in the right direction, which I just said three times in the last 30 seconds. That is redundancy.
And a little repetitive. Number 24, the Giants.
Big win for the G-men. Joe Judge needed it. Raiders have a good team, and they were able to get that win, even with guys like Saquon and Galladay still out, coming off. You know, they've had a lot of close losses. It was nice for the G-men to get a close win.
23, the Eagles.
Eagles, I thought overall it was a step in the right direction as well, at least offensively. Devontae Smith looks like he's a stud. Hurts probably played his best half of the season in the second half. The only thing that matters, the only question now, is whether or not they can build upon it on Sunday in Denver.
22, the 49ers.
By the way, fly, Eagles, fly. on the road to making it look better in the second half. So as for the Niners, Bri, there's going to be some changes in San Francisco. I don't know if it's just benching Jimmy G for Trey Lance. I wonder if there's a coordinator. I mean, this is a highly disappointing, as you like to say, Bri, it's a highly disappointing season for the 49ers. And it doesn't seem to me that they're a game or two away, it feels like, from giving the reins to Trey Lance for the rest of the year. I think Kyle Shanahan is trying to hold off on that until they're like mathematically eliminated. And I guess I get that because they're probably technically not even that far out in the NFC. They're not. You know, I think right now, if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yeah, I mean, the Falcons at 4-4 are in the final wild card space. So the Niners at 3-5 are one game out. So he's not going to do it yet. But they're a couple games away, I'd say.
Number 21, Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings cannot win these close games. They keep uncanny how many leads they've blown this year. That's another one I think is something to watch. I don't know if it's Zimmer just moving on from the coordinators or if the Wilfs move on from Zimmer, but that's another one to watch. They're in the same boat. They're also 3-5. So looking pretty good, like two teams from the NFC South, Bucks and Saints, and two teams from the NFC West, Cardinals and Rams. But I think the last wild card spot, that, you know, that's what they intended, Bri, and that's what they're going to get. They, you know, that seventh wild card spot, that changes everything. Right now, it'd be like, man, a bunch of teams trying to chase the Saints and the Rams, which isn't happening with the Rams. But because there's that extra spot, Falcons, Panthers, Vikings, I mean, anybody with three wins can feel like they're still in the mix right now, especially the teams that had a bye and they're 3-5. Or Carolina 4-5. They're kind of right there still in the mix. So it keeps a lot more hope alive for some of these teams. I would say, by the way, Mike McGlinchey for the 49ers, torn quad. He's done for the year. Feels like the Niners get their fair share of injuries every single year. Speaking of things like that, Bri, like things being wrong, make sure you know what's wrong with your car. With the free Fix Finder service at AutoZone, you can troubleshoot more dashboard lights, including your check engine light, ABS light, and service interval light. The free Fix Finder will give you possible solutions for your lights, all backed by verified technicians. They'll even send you a full result in a detailed Fix Finder report straight to your email, so you have all the information you need to take on the fix. And if you need a bit of help from a repair shop, AutoZone will even refer you to a nearby shop that you can trust. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician verified fixes, and you can only find it at AutoZone. So next time your dashboard lights pay you a visit, just get in the zone, AutoZone.
Number 20, Seattle Seahawks.
So Seahawks looks like they're getting they had a bye, and it looks like they're getting Russell Wilson back. So they're only one game out. Geno won, you know, one of three, so he kept them in the mix a little bit, and now we'll see. It looks like it's going to be Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau. Awesome.
19, Falcons.
Did not think the Falcons would be a top 20 team this year. Tip of the cap to Arthur Smith and Matt Ryan, because those are the guys that are doing it. I mean, I am really – and they've lost some heartbreakers too, but I am very impressed. They've been right there in every game. 4-4 is about what they should be.
Number 18, the Broncos.
Obviously, gigantic win for Teddy B and the boys. To go to Dallas and embarrass them like that, that was a stunner. Knocked me out of my Survivor Pool League. Kudos to the Broncos. First game without Von Miller. Man, a lot of those guys stepped up. The rushing attack, Tim Patrick. Now can they stack them? Can they do it again against the Eagles? That's a game they should win.
Number 17, the Las Vegas Raiders.
What a mess, Bri. I mean, just what an absolute mess. They released Damon Arnett yesterday, their other first-round pick in 2020, after some questionable social media videos. I mean, he posted stuff on social media with a gun talking about killing somebody. It's just, I mean, yeah. There's a lot of talk now of how much, you know, being in Las Vegas has an impact on that. I mean, I don't know. What does being in Las Vegas have to do with, you know, going on social media from your house and posting a video like that? I just, the Raiders, I would love to know if it was Gruden or Mayock that picked Henry Ruggs and Arnett. I think my sense is it was Gruden. I don't think Gruden cares about character as much as some of these other guys do.
Number 16, the Cleveland Browns.
Gigantic win for Baker Mayfield, the entire organization, to go to Cincinnati, whip that behind both sides of the ball. That was very, very impressive for Cleveland. They're another one. Like, can they keep it going? Can they improve?
Number 15, the New Orleans Saints.
Big loss. Big loss for them. Because if they had won that one, Bri, there's a lot of breathing room for them in the wild card. They would have been 6-2. You know, the Rams 7-2, well ahead of the other wild card teams. The loss, 5-3, keeps the Saints kind of hanging around. I'll be curious to see how that quarterback position looks for them moving forward.
Number 14, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Meaning, by the way, how much Taysom Hill, how much Simeon, etc. So for the Chiefs, they won the game, but it wasn't. They didn't move up my power rankings. I got to tell you, I was not really impressed. They played a young quarterback that didn't look like he knew what he was doing. Their offense is still in a funk. The Chiefs have just not been very impressive this year.
Number 13, the Colts.
The Colts' record isn't great, but they've played really good football over the last month or whatever it is. I mean, the last five games, they've won a bunch of games. Their only losses was that crazy come-from-behind win by the Ravens and the Wentz brain fart game against the Titans. I think the Colts actually have a nice team. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs, but I think they have a pretty nice team and a pretty nice thing going.
Number 12, the Steelers.
You know, it wasn't pretty, but they've now won, what, like four in a row, five in a row? I mean, they've won a bunch of games. Let me look on that. They've won a bunch of games in a row, which is, that's what this whole thing's about. They've won four in a row. They were 1-3, now they're 5-3. That's impressive, no matter how you do it, no matter how pretty or ugly it looks. And it does look like their offense is playing better.
The Chargers, number 11.
Go, Chargers, go. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday. Linval Joseph was incredible in that game on Sunday for the Chargers. He made so many tackles against the run. If they didn't have him, the Eagles would have rushed for 250 yards. Linval Joseph was the only guy. And Herbert's really good. And their O-line played a lot better. They got rid of the ball quickly, which helped. But the O-line played a lot better. So Chargers moved up several spots.
Number 10, the Patriots.
How about that? How about that? The New England Patriots in the top 10 in my power rankings. They've earned it. They've won three in a row. Some impressive wins, too, the way they've done it. At the Chargers, at the Panthers, playing pretty solid, complimentary football, both sides of the ball. They've earned it.
Number 9, the Bengals.
So back-to-back losses for the Bengals. You could almost feel like the Jets one was an aberration. You're like, oh, okay, just kind of like the Titans lost to the Jets as well. But then the way they got beat down by the Browns, you can't say that. Now it's a trend.
Number 8, the Buffalo Bills.
This hurts. This hurts to have the Bills this low. But They didn't look great against the Dolphins. Now you lose to the Jags. I got to drop you. I got to drop you quite a bit. They got to figure out what's going on the offensive side of the ball, especially in the first half.
Number seven, the Packers.
So we shall find out, I guess not till Saturday, whether or not Rodgers can play. But I think I don't think it has anything to do with testing anymore. I think it has to do with symptoms or something. You know, you're out for 10 days, but then you're back. It's not like he's going to say on his eighth or ninth day, oh, I still have symptoms, I can't play. Like, he's going to be back, which is interesting. He'll be back despite not having one rep in practice, not one practice. He's just on the Zooms, I guess.
Number six, Dallas Cowboys.
It's a good thing Rodgers tested positive on a Wednesday, not a Thursday. He'd have to miss the Seahawks game, which would make a ton of difference. Cowboys dropped four spots. That was despicable. You know, not to just lose, but to get blown out at home in a game that they needed to win for all the playoff positioning. Dak didn't look good. Offense didn't look good. Defense didn't look great either, other than Micah Parsons.
Number five, the Baltimore Ravens.
And they're getting healthier. They got Rashad Bateman back recently. Now they get Nick Boyle back, arguably the best blocking tight end in the entire NFL. He makes a big difference. We'll see whether or not he's able to play on Thursday night. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Nick Boyle and the Ravens. Speaking, by the way, of Thursday night, how about the Crocs Predator Showdown series? It is coming Thursday night, and dare we say free to play on DraftKings.com. That would be a good sponsor confirmation email to send me, by the way. A very good one. All you have to do is go to DraftKings.com/Crocs. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It's this Thursday, November 11th. That's the date. DraftKings.com/Crocs to draft your showdown lineups. Draft the best lineup and a slice of 10 G's could be yours across three different contests. Just enter on game day and see just how well your lineups stack up against the competition. DraftKings.com/Crocs on Thursday. I'll tell you about it again on Thursday.
Number four, Tampa Bay Bucks.
Had a baby, it was a bye, and everybody else lost, so it was good for them.
Number three, the Rams.
Other than the Cardinals, I guess. Rams, I didn't drop them that much. You know, Matthew Stafford just had a really, really bad game. That's all there is to it. Matthew Stafford had spotted him 14 points. Rams couldn't come back from it. I will say that the more concerning long-term thing for the Rams isn't the Matthew Stafford brain farts. It's the O-line getting worked. Work it, girl. Getting worked by the Titans' D-line. That's a little bit more concerning.
Number two, Arizona Cardinals.
So I am thoroughly impressed by this bunch. Thoroughly impressed. I mean, Chase Edmonds has a high ankle sprain. That's the latest injury they're going to have to deal with. They have dealt with a lot of injuries this year. Edmonds is a speed guy for them. I think they'll get Rondell Moore in the backfield a little bit more. Obviously, more James Conner. But even with all these injuries, the Cardinals have persevered, and they just keep finding a way. I'm impressed with the way they beat down the Niners without their dudes, without Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins. That was super impressive.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is
a new number one, the Tennessee Titans.
So, Bri, I don't know the Titans have ever been number one since you and I have done the show. Have they ever?
So.
I don't think they've ever been number one. But, and I'm not so sure they're really the best team, but I think they've earned it. Like right now, with beating in order like the Chiefs and the Colts and who else they beat? I mean, they just beat the Rams. I mean, we got to give them their props. We got to give them their love. They're finding different ways to win. The Bills, like they are finding different ways to win. They deserve the love. They deserve to be number one. The way their D-line dominated, I'm keeping them number one until they show me differently. That's how impressed I am with the Tennessee Titans. Just like I'm impressed with those of you that are smart enough to realize the incredible value for your business of being, and I think we're done here, member of patreon.com/RTmedia. Shout out for your business every episode. Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, SteakhouseSports.com. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.